I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Atlanta-based UPS may be getting some additional competition in the package delivery business. Shares of the company and shares of FedEx fell today on news that retail powerhouse Amazon is readying its own delivery service. The Wall Street Journal reported today that the new service, to be called Shipping with Amazon, will pick up packages from businesses and deliver them to consumers. The service is expected to launch in Los Angeles and expand from there. This news comes on the heels of Amazon's announcement earlier this week that it's launching a 2-hour delivery service at Whole Foods for customers with Amazon Prime memberships. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations is searching for answers after 5 inmates died inside Fulton County Jail in a 75-day period. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the jail's former health care provider is shouldering the blame.
Late last year, 3 Fulton County inmates committed suicide after suffering from opioid withdrawal. 2 more inmates passed away from unrelated medical complications. These deaths led to the termination of the prison's health care contract, which was jointly managed by the Morehouse School of Medicine. According to CBS 46, the GBI is investigating the deaths to determine any criminal wrongdoing. Fulton County Chief Jailer Mark Adger places the blame on Morehouse, claiming the school was not qualified to handle correctional health care. In a statement, Morehouse called the claims, quote, unproven assertions. Alabama-based NAFCARE assumed control of the jail's health operations last month. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And we should say that the Morehouse School of Medicine is an underwriter of GPB. Well, a state Senate subcommittee is considering a new religious liberties proposal aimed at adoption agencies. The measure allows agencies that receive taxpayer funding to refuse to place a child with LGBT couples based on the agency's religious beliefs. Opponents of the bill, including the ACLU of Georgia, say it would allow state-sanctioned discrimination. The proposal's next hurdle is an as yet unscheduled vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Well, a Democratic group backed by former President Barack Obama plans to invest millions of dollars in state-level elections in 11 states this year. The National Democratic Redistricting Committee, led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, says this year's gubernatorial and state Senate races in Georgia are among the elections that the group is targeting. Holder says political gerrymandering has led to partisanship and gridlock in the government. Yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal announced the release of a series of public service announcements to address the rising problem of youth suicide.
It may seem like rough right now, and it may seem like you're all alone, but you're never alone.
You're not the only one who has this problem. Other kids have the problem. And by working together, you can get through it.
Deal says funds have been set aside in the proposed fiscal 2019 budget to further support suicide prevention efforts. 144 young Georgians took their own lives in the last 3 years. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.